It's been a while. So there's perhaps a reason that has kept me from recording and doing this on a more regular basis. And that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the psychology behind choosing a path that is easier than a path that has more difficulty in it. And I'll use this as an example. So it isn't because I'm not comfortable talking to the camera or I'm not comfortable recording something of meaning and something that's useful, whether it's for the podcast or this channel. However, there are things that go in your head when you do things that require effort, and there are things that go in your head related to those things that require effort. Here's what I mean. Throughout my journey, when I was recording for the podcast Mind Universe, I got feedback. Most of it was really good. It was very supportive. People love the podcast. You love the podcast if you're a reoccurring listener. And still, there have been feedback that made me conscious. For example, I got feedback of people asking me one-on-one or asking me in person, let's say, by the way, how do you do it? What makes you pick those subjects? And while those questions are fine, they're normal, I find them staying in the back of my head. And it made me feel judged, even though the people who perhaps asked them really meant well. They were not judgmental. Anyway, there's also another thing. Because when you do something, you receive feedback. That feedback affects how you keep doing such a thing. An example would be if you do something and you get $100, you know, you're going to keep wanting to do it more. Each time you do it, you receive more money. But if you do the same thing and you receive $0 or $0.5, you're not going to feel as motivated to do it, even though you are aware that things take time, practice takes time. When you want to learn a skill, it's going to require you to keep at it, and before you're able to see yourself progressing to a point that makes you satisfied and happy. Now, that isn't exactly the only reason you would find yourself demotivated to try again and again. No, there's something way bigger at play. When you want to do something and it rewards you with such a small feedback or a feedback loop that's not as fun, let's say, you will curve to something easier or something more rewarding. For example, and this is an easy example, you want to do something that you love. You want to draw, for example, and you can also play video games, or you can listen to, or rather watch a TV show. It's way easier to just play a video game. It's way more, it's quicker to receive feedback when you just click play and watch your favorite show. Even though you want to work on your craft or do something that you love, but the availability of other alternatives that are easier to have access to, their availability will always make you lean to the path that is easier, to the path that, even though you want to head there, you want to do the thing that you want to do, because you have easier alternatives, you lean to them. And maybe you tell yourself, it's okay, I'll just do this one thing and then I'll get to do the other thing. And you find yourself doing that every day until you're doing it every week, until you're doing it every month. You say, you know what, I'll just do this for an hour and then I'll get back to it. And then after that 1 hour, you're not as motivated, and then you're thinking, it's already gotten late, I'm tired, it's okay, I'll do it tomorrow. And you are stuck in a loop. Wow, I use loops a lot. You are stuck in a cycle of repeating the same patterns. You head towards something that you want to do, and you curve because there's an easier alternative. I personally have found that example in the difference between working out at home, or I'll give you other ones, working out at home versus working out at a gym. At the gym, or a gym, when you work out there, you are in a place that you're meant to work out, while at home, you have a lot of distractions, a lot of things that you can do or have access to. For example, at home, when you want to do something, when you want to work out at home, you can also talk to your family, cook, eat, have coffee, go on YouTube, do a lot of things that you can and actually do. While at the gym, no, you're here to work out. Either finish your workout or leave. You're not gonna be, you know what, I'll work out, but I'm gonna play on my phone, or I'll take a break for 10 minutes, watch a video, and then get back to workout. No, you're gonna have to do that. Otherwise, you're not gonna be feeling comfortable at the gym taking 10 minutes on your phone. No, you have to get going. You're there for an hour or 2 hours maximum, and those are really large numbers. People usually say 30 minutes to an hour. You are there for that 1 hour and then you're gone. You cannot stay for longer. And that that gives you limitation. And having limitations is such a crucial thing. I'll talk to you about that, and I'll talk to you about why you need limitations to a point, why you need limitations to a point that maybe you will set them up yourself. You will put limitations on yourself. All right, so you have so many things that you can do or you want to do. For example, I want to record this recording and post it on my channel. I also want to open my diary and write in it. I also want to learn photography, and I also want to sculpt and create art. I also want to go hang out with my friends. I also want to play video games, and I also want to go out and also stay indoors. Like, you see how many things you want to do. Now you can do a few of them in one day, but it's probably impossible or inconvenient to do all of them in one day. How are you going to do that? And even if you were able to do that, you're going to be distracted. You're not going to be able to give something the attention it requires. You're going to get really messy. So you apply a limitation where you say, you know what, today I'm only gonna write in my journal, and that's it. I'm gonna hang out with my friends, I'm gonna go out for a walk, and that's it. What about all the other things that you want to do? No, I'm only gonna do this. That will allow you to do it so efficiently and with such a focus that it isn't even about doing the thing that you want to do. It's also about your psyche, yourself. You're going to be comfortable. You're going to be relaxed. you're going to be laid back and not feeling as rushed or stressful that you want to get to so many things all at once. See, you didn't do it because you can't do the other things or you don't want to do the other things. It's because you set a limitation where you say, I'm only going to do one or two things today and that's it. Or maybe one or two things that I'll focus on this week and that's it. So usually in life, those limitations are imposed on you. You don't choose them. You, for example, when you're in school, you cannot leave the classroom. You have to stay there. That's a limitation. You cannot skip school and go do whatever you want. No, you have to stay there. Your job, your studies, even you yourself, you are so limited. Sometimes you have nothing that you want to do or can do, and you feel stuck. You just want to lie down on the ground and do nothing and feel like you are just this person who is lying down, who has nothing. You feel empty. You feel lost. Maybe you feel like you don't know what you want or who you are. And I will get to all of those things. I always talk about these subjects. However, back to the point. You are surrounded by limitations that you cannot even break out of. That's part of life. It's okay. Sometimes you have limitations financially. You don't have enough money to do anything that you want to do. It could be that you don't even have enough money to go out and have a good time. You cannot go out for coffee or for a snack or to the movies, whatever. So while that is the case, in many aspects, that the spectrum of life is that you have so many things, so many things that it overwhelms you. You wouldn't even know how to start, where to go, what to do. I'll give you an example, and this sensation I felt when I visited the US for the first time. This is a personal story. So when I got there, I was so overwhelmed by just how many things are there for you to do. It felt like I'm playing a sandbox video game. A sandbox video game basically is a video game where you can build anything, destroy anything, go anywhere. There isn't one narrative to life or to the game, I mean, that you have to go through until you finish the game and you get the credits rolling. A sandbox game is where you literally can do anything. You can create the foundation of the game. And so when I was in the US, it felt like that. You want to order stuff online that you will receive on the same day or the next day, boom, done. You want to go hire a helicopter and, you know, cruise watching the city, you can do that. You want to get on a yacht and do whatever you want, you can do that. You want to go lie down on the street, you can do that. You want to get a car, drive away, go wherever you want, come back. It wasn't that there was anything specific, special there. It was the mindset, the mentality, and the psychology that this is an open space. Also, yeah, that's another thing. Over there, the spaces are so vast, and I didn't know where to start. Even the people that I talked to, that I met, it was anybody could be anybody, and you could be friends with anyone, and you can go anywhere, do anything. So you know what I did in one of those days that I was there? I felt overwhelmed. I could have gone to the gym that I was subscribed to. I could have gone and recorded a video on my GoPro, or I could have gone and joined a class, a dancing class. There were so many options. I could have gone to, I think it was called Home Depot, and purchase some furniture and build them myself. And I ended up sitting down, making coffee, and doing nothing. That entire day, I did nothing. I just sat down. I ended up watching one of my favorite TV shows, and that's it. It wasn't because I couldn't or that I didn't want to. It's just that I felt overwhelmed, that I decided, wow, there are so many things that I want to do. I'll just sit down and do nothing. Now, had I had some sort of limitation where, you know what, today we're only going to go to the park, or today we're only going to go buy something necessary or something that we want to buy, assemble it, and that was it, I would have done it immediately. Self-imposed limitations are a powerful tool. Self-imposed limitation is a powerful tool. If you learn to utilize it, you will become someone so capable and so in control that you will even be efficient and comfortable. You will be comfortable, relaxed. You're not going to feel rushed, or it's not the same as exterior imposed limitations where, yeah, you have to stay in class. You have to stay at school until, I don't know, 2 p.m., 3 p.m. You can leave anywhere. You can leave anytime. But let's say you decide to sit down for the next hour and do nothing but record and talk about a subject that you think could bring meaning to someone listening. See, no one is forcing me to do this. No one is forcing me to sit down and talk. I want to talk to you. So I created a limitation for myself where I don't want to do art. I don't want to get on social media. I don't want to work on all the other things that I do love doing. I only want to do this. See, it helps you regulate and focus, because otherwise your energy, it's going to be scattered all over the place. However, if you focus in one place, you get things done. I'll give you one thing that really is powerful but not easy to utilize, is setting limitation financially. I know not everyone is capable financially. A lot of us struggle. You could be struggling financially. But it's just a generic term. I'm not going to get too deep into it. This is not a financial class. Let's say you are getting an amount of money every month. If you decide to limit yourself to spending 70% of that money, and obviously it's not going to be convenient, it's going to be painful, it's going to be hard, you have so many necessities, but setting that limitation willingly is going to help you become able to utilize and survive on 70% of the amount that you usually go through. That's going to make you more disciplined, more capable, and also it's going to help you obviously save 30%. Now, if you can't, you can't, you know, not, God knows a lot of us suffer financially. And if you do, my heart goes out to you. But the point is, that is one method that you can utilize, self-imposed limitations. So going back to the feedback loop and getting feedback that could affect your performance in whatever it is that you do, I would urge you and myself to do the things that you love, the things that you want to do, regardless of feedback, unless the feedback provides guidance that you can use. For example, let's say you want to be a model and you do modeling, and then you get feedback saying that kind of shirt doesn't suit you, or that type of clothing doesn't suit you. You can continue to do modeling and recognize, okay, maybe I can take that feedback and test other types of clothing. However, I will not stop. I will keep modeling in that kind of clothing if I'm comfortable with it, if I enjoy it, if I feel good about it. So it, taking feedback isn't complicated, but it's also not so simple, because if you take every feedback you get, you lose your character. Everyone thinks differently. Everyone has different perspectives of you. Maybe you look good with glasses. Maybe you shouldn't wear glasses. Maybe short hair is good on you, but long hair is more beautiful on you. Maybe you shouldn't wear that kind of clothing. You should wear that. Maybe you should be this. Maybe you should be that. A lot of people have a lot of thoughts, a lot of opinions. So if you were to take every feedback you get, you're gonna, God, I personally, I don't like how people use examples of glasses of water and they pour stuff into it and then it looks like it changed color or whatever. But you get so much different feedback, you will become bland. You will become characterless. You will lose your character. So learn to persevere, to push through, and to do what you want to do, and keep learning through the process. Keep gaining experience through what you're doing. It's okay if you're being, let's say it this way. I was gonna say bad, but let's say it's okay to be a beginner. It's okay to continue being a beginner, even if you're a beginner for a very long time. That's really okay. Go at your pace. Keep gaining experience. Keep learning. Keep getting better. I don't know why I took off my glasses. Anyway, so, and because here's the thing. If you let feedback stop you, makes you reach, get to a halt, you reach a point where you're stopped. You're not going to keep going. That's it. You stopped, even though you want to do what you want to do, but you're thinking about what they told you, what they said about you to you. Usually people don't, I would like to think, people usually don't talk behind your back in a bad way. If you, God, I don't know, maybe they do. But the point is, feedback usually is directed to you. So if you stop, then in a way, exterior factors hit you and it made you reactive and it made you want to hide from feeling bad because someone said you shouldn't do this, or you shouldn't do it this way, you should do it that way, you should do this more. Usually people, I don't know why people always say you should and you should, instead of I would recommend, why not try something in a different way. However, it's okay. People, even if they say it in a harsh way, I would guess they mean well. They mean to share advice, even though unsolicited advice is seldom received well. It doesn't feel good. And obviously it shouldn't feel good. It doesn't. But I do assume that people who do that mean well. They want to help. They want to shed light to something that they see that they think you are not noticing. So yeah, it's good to talk to you again, and I'll see you next time.